Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears along with you here on this Tuesday, October the 19th, 2021, 17 and a half minutes past the hour. And this morning, I'm so happy to say that we are going to resume something we had been doing here at the start of the pandemic and through most of the first year of the pandemic. Our weekly conversations with Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler for about 15 minutes every Tuesday morning, if we can schedule that, at about 8:15 a.m., just to kind of see where the numbers in Marion are and ask any questions that might be pertinent at that time. So we will kick that off this morning by turning it over to Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler. Tracy, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good to hear from you. Tracy, how are things in Marion? I was reading an article yesterday or a Facebook post that the numbers are starting to go down.
Yeah, so the numbers are starting to go down. We're at around 500 for the last 2 weeks. So that's good. We were seeing, over 100 cases a day. Now we're down to somewhere in the 40-50 range. But just to keep it in perspective, that's still extremely high. The CDC high incidence level for a community is anything over 100 cases per 100,000. So that number for us is 65. So anything over 65 cases in a two-week period for us is considered high incidence by the CDC. So we're still extraordinarily high, but we are dropping a little bit.
What has caused this drop? Is there any rhyme or reason behind it? Is it just the end of this wave?
Yeah, I think, they kind of ebb and flow. And so that wave that we saw start at mid-August, beginning of September, when the Delta variant really hit Ohio, that wave of outbreaks and people that were sick is coming to an end. So I think we'll see the cases decrease, maybe even a little bit more. But I think, unfortunately, once the holidays hit, we'll go back up.
Our vaccination rate in Marion right now sits where at this point?
We're just over 45%.
This number, really from 40% up, has not moved a whole lot during this Delta variant. And there have been $100 gift cards given away. There have been clinics set up where you don't need an appointment. You guys have been at the Popcorn Festival and things of that nature. Why can we not get this number up at any rate?
I wish I knew. I don't know what the hesitancy really is about vaccine. I think people have all different kinds of reasons, and it's really hard to change somebody's mind. I think we saw a little bit of a rush there with the $100 gift cards, and we saw a little bit of an increase as the cases got really bad, and we started to see more hospitalizations and deaths. We did see some people come in, but they're coming in ones and twos rather than hundreds, so it's taking a long time to move that needle.
When we look at the holidays coming up, the first one, which we consider a holiday, not really a holiday, is Halloween. Now, last year, there was a lot of talk about PVC pipes and how to get kids candy and wear a mask. Are there any protocols for the Halloween celebration coming up, I believe, a week from this Saturday?
For me, I would just tell people, passing out candy for trick-or-treat, I don't think you're going to be in too much danger of contracting the virus. You're not around people for very long when they're coming to your door. If you're out trick-or-treating, stay separated. Don't travel in a big pack. But your biggest dangers come from Halloween parties. So you're all in the house together, you're close together, and that's where we see the most spread.
Do you think this year people, and I know they did last year, and that's when our numbers spiked, I think, to the highest point last year when we did have mandates, but do you think people are going to go ahead in a month, and it's just about a month now, and have the family Thanksgivings and have the family Christmases this year?
Yeah, I think they will. I think, you know, that the fatigue, the COVID fatigue, you know, is really set in, and people just don't want to hear it, and they want to get back to their normal lives. And so I think we've seen that, you know, all summer long with ball games and concerts and everything. And so I don't see any reason why it won't happen for holidays with family.
Yesterday, there was, of course, a high-profile case, and sometimes those just get the most attention. Colin Powell, former Secretary of State, died, and we learned that he was fully vaccinated. He was 84 years old, but fully vaccinated. Why does that happen?
The vaccine is, you know, no vaccine is 100% effective. So it's, you know, they're somewhere in the 90s, depending on what vaccine he got. So there's always going to be breakthrough cases, and that's true with any vaccine that we have. I think they said that he was immune compromised due to cancer, so that increases chances of becoming that breakthrough case that had more severe outcomes. So as long as the virus is out there, we're all in some kind of risk. And the only way to make that go away is for us all to get vaccinated. But, you know, no measles vaccine, chicken pox, polio, none of them are 100% effective.
When we look at this thing from the idea of everybody getting vaccinated, when we're at 45%, how long could this take? It seems to be a slow-moving process.
It's been very slow moving, and, you know, I don't know that we'll ever in Marion, you know, unfortunately, get to the numbers we need to help do our part to end this pandemic. You know, the 5 to 12 year olds will be able to get vaccinated starting in November, so I think we'll see a bump there. But just like every other part of the country, we're seeing, you know, people interested in getting their boosters more than we're seeing people interested in getting their first dose.
A lot of talk has been made of the different types of shot, the Johnson & Johnson, the Pfizer, and the Moderna. What is the effectiveness of each shot? In the beginning, I think we were told Pfizer was the most effective, and then there was some talk that it needed a booster because maybe it didn't hold up as long.
Yeah, and I think, you know, it needed the booster. I think it was it's very effective. It just starts to wane a little bit over time. And Moderna is hanging on to its effectiveness a little bit longer. But we always, you know, we always speculated that we would need to get a yearly vaccination just like we do with the flu shot. So I don't really think of it as a booster, even though that's kind of what they're calling it. I just think, you know, it's an annual vaccine that we'll need rather than a booster. In my mind, like, we have a booster for some of the shots that the kids get, and they come back and, you know, they get a booster, but then they're done, you know, for the rest of their lives. So all of the vaccines are highly effective. I think the Moderna and the Pfizer are up in the high 90s. The Johnson & Johnson is a little bit less than that, but they're all, you know, very effective.
So this will be something, most likely, that no matter what vaccination you got, that you will have to go every year for the rest of your life and get a booster or whatever it's called?
Yeah, I mean, that's kind of how I see it. I don't know for the rest of your life, but I think, you know, for the foreseeable future, until it becomes more of a regular circulating virus with a, you know, death or hospitalization rate that's much, much less, I certainly would want to get, you know, a shot every year if I'm able to, just to prevent myself from being hospitalized. But at some point, if it becomes less potent, our bodies are used to it a little bit more, and it just becomes closer to a cold or something like that, then, you know, obviously we wouldn't need to get a vaccination against it.
Are people in Marion recovering from this? We talked about the hospital being at near capacity and the numbers being at a high level. Are people dying in great numbers in Marion, or have the hospitals found a way to treat this a lot better than in the beginning?
Yeah, both. So we are seeing people get treated. People who are high risk get the infusion treatment right away, which does a really good job of helping to keep them out of the hospital. So it kind of prevents that that road of just going getting worse and worse. So that's been great. And they do have, you know, things that they're doing in the hospital. They're learning still every day on how to improve care. But we were also seeing, as our numbers went up, we were seeing deaths come in a way that we hadn't in a long time. So they were coming in groups of 3, 4, 5. So, which was different for us because last year our deaths were coming in groups like that because of nursing home outbreaks. And we're not seeing that this year. So we would have an outbreak at a nursing home. There'd be maybe 80 people that got sick and 20 people would die. Those groups are all vaccinated, so we're not seeing those nursing home outbreaks like we did. So these are people coming in from the general public that we're seeing in little groups, you know, a few a day or up to 5 or 6 a day there for a few weeks.
What is the rhyme or reason at this point with the booster shot? Who can get it? Where can you get it? And how does that all take place?
You can get it on every Thursday at the health department. We offer COVID clinics, and that would be for the booster shot or if it's your first dose. We still have $100 gift cards that you can get. You're eligible for the booster shot if you're over the age of 65 or if you work in a field that puts you at high risk, and that's kind of self-determined, or if you are immune compromised.
So the field of high risk, and that's self-determined, if I came in, I am not over 65, but I feel I need it, could I get it without any doctor's suggestion?
Right. We're not looking for doctor's notes or proof of where you work or anything like that.
So at this point, is it just the can you get all of the boosters at the health department now, no matter what vaccination you've had?
We're still waiting on the guidance from ODH to come down officially about that. So right now we just have the Pfizer booster for people who got the Pfizer shot. I know that the FDA has recommended that people can get, you know, they can mix and match vaccinations. And then Moderna has been recommended for a booster. But we kind of have to wait till ODH releases us to do those things and allows us to order and stuff like that. So that should be coming along any time now. But right now we just have Pfizer for people who received a first dose of Pfizer. That's what our standing orders from the state are for.
When you get the booster after you've had the two shots of Pfizer, I heard somebody say at one point, maybe it was a doctor on television, that you're pretty much bulletproof at this point. Nothing's 100%, but it's almost impossible for you to get the virus. Is that correct?
Your chances are extremely low, yes. And if you do get the virus, remember that the vaccine's effectiveness is about hospitalizations and deaths, not really about whether you can contract COVID or not. So you could still test positive for COVID, but be asymptomatic or have very light symptoms. And that ebbs and flows with the types of variants that are out there, too.
Two quick questions here, Tracy, and one is just upcoming vaccination clinics or the dates of when people can get boosters or things of that nature. But the flu, I want to talk about the flu because we're hearing this year that the flu was almost non-existent last year, but this year the flu is going to be awful and people need to get the flu shot. What is causing that change?
I'm not sure what's causing that change. I haven't had a chance to kind of research that. I know last year we were very worried about the flu mixing with COVID and creating an even more powerful effect on the body, which didn't really happen because people were wearing masks, and we were all kind of, you know, in our houses and not really going out anywhere. So this year we're at a much higher risk for that flu. So I would say just get in there, get your flu shot and your COVID shot. We offer both at the health department, or you can get them at any pharmacy.
If you're 65, that tends to be the people who get the flu shot, not that younger people don't, but if you have had three shots of Pfizer and now you're going in for the flu shot, is there any bad thing that could happen there, putting all of that in your body?
No, these are all highly effective, and actually I got my flu shot a week or so ago, and usually when I get my flu shot, I'm down for a couple of days, really tired and things like that, and I didn't have any problem at all this year. So, the vaccines are all safe. They work together well. They don't put you at any risk. You can get both of them on the same day even.
Do we know what the flu shot is? Is there a cost involved in that?
It depends on where you get it and what insurance you have. So you kind of just have to come in and see, just sort of depending on your situation.
When it comes to, and now we just want to get the information out, when can people get the boosters? When can people get the flu shots? When can people get their first vaccination if they have not had that yet?
We do our regular immunization clinics on Mondays, and you can call the health department to schedule an appointment. And then we're doing our COVID vaccines on Thursdays, and we're asking people to make an appointment for that, too, so we know how much vaccine to unthaw. So you can call into the health department and schedule an appointment, and our number is 740-387-6520.
Are the $100 gift cards still available for people who have not had the vaccination?
Yes, for first doses, we have $100 gift cards for anybody who comes in.
But that is not for the booster shot.
Right, it's for your first dose.
All right. Tracy, thank you so much, and I look forward to speaking with you next Tuesday.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Marion Public Health Commissioner Tracy Kinsler, hopefully filling in some dots when it comes to this pandemic, 34 minutes past the hour here. And, you know, well, first of all, the phone rang this morning, and if you've been listening to this show for any period of time, you know my biggest pet peeve on the face of the earth is that the phone rings. I do not like this. Hearing a phone ring on the air drives me insane, and I don't know why the ringer has been turned on this phone. Okay, I'm trying to find it here. Let's see here. Oh, we just got somebody honked, so hello to them out there. Now, it says our bass unit is off, that the volume is off on our bass unit. Oh, now there's a little bit of, okay, now the volume should be off. So hopefully that won't ring anymore. But I was thinking when it came to this pandemic, that in the beginning we were talking about the pandemic versus the panic. Now, the pandemic is obviously there, but panic is a worry. People do panic. People have the hand sanitizer. People have the masks. And not that that's a bad thing, but here we head into the holidays, and what are people going to do? Are people going to have the traditional holidays, Thanksgiving, Christmas, on Halloween? Are people going to get together and have Halloween parties? I don't know. I wonder. Does anybody have any thoughts on this? Give me a buzz here, 740-383-9944. We certainly thank Tracy Kinsler for coming on this morning. I do want to let everybody know there's going to be a drug take-back day on October 23rd from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the Ohio Health Marion Medical Campus, 1050 Delaware Avenue, the Blue Entrance. Items accepted: expired or unused medications, over-the-counter medications, prescription drugs, and pills. No questions asked. Safe, environmentally friendly disposal. Contains recycled with identity protected. So all the containers are recycled with identity protected. all pharmacies and nursing homes should contact the DEA directly to dispose of their unused medicines. So that's the Drug Take Back Day coming up October 23rd, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Ohio Health Marion Medical Campus, 1050 Delaware Avenue, the Blue Entrance. That is very important. A lot of people always ask when those events are, but they don't seem to know. Oh, somebody's been messing with the microphones here, too. There must have been a gremlin in here yesterday messing with the microphones and also messing with the telephone yesterday. You know, nothing worse than having to adjust your microphone while you're live on the air. Okay, I think we're good there. Now, what else do we have to catch up? Well, let's do the Geraldo Journal really quick here. You know, yesterday we got a big update when it came to the Geraldo Journal, having the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop on. And if you missed yesterday, I'm just going to give you the recap of what was said. Now, yesterday, we did not hear from Geraldo, but we heard from the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop that we should do a show on immigration. This will get Geraldo to come to the studio. We learned from the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop that Geraldo is very touchy, which there's no doubt about that. He was born on the 4th of July. I did not know that. So he's very patriotic. Everyone needs to reach out to Geraldo again, said the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop, and let him know that we want to do a show on immigration. Read Psalms 70 and 31 for 14 days. She did say that Geraldo would be here before Christmas. Now, that was from the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop yesterday. And she also said that we should send green carnations to Geraldo. There's another person honking. So if you're in your car right now and you're honking, hello to you. Send green carnations to Geraldo with a note saying, from WWGH Radio, we hope you come, and then I should put my personal number in this. Now, I have said that Adam should take care of this, sending the green carnations to Geraldo. Okay, that was yesterday. Now, based in all of that, as we head into today, the 19th of October, 2021, it simply did not hear from Geraldo, which is getting really kind of long in the tooth now. We've been doing this for well over a month. Does anybody have anything to add to the Geraldo Journal or anything, any thoughts on what the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop said yesterday in regard to this? Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. So we had a big entry yesterday, thanks to the Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop, but today it's just back to did not hear from Geraldo. But I do want to note today that there is hope. Thanks to Reverend Dr. Lady Bishop. Wouldn't that be a great Christmas present to have Geraldo here before Christmas? I think that would just be fantastic. So that's the Geraldo entry today, October the 19th, 2021. 740-383-9944. If you have anything to add to that or would like to say anything on your mind, anything on your mind this morning, give us a buzz here. 740-383-9944. All right. Oh, okay, here was something else. Last week we had a call from an Eva Kalb, also known as Eva Lou, and she was looking for two ladies, Patsy Kreider and Mary Ann Boyd. Now, Patsy Kreider and Mary Ann Boyd had both worked at Montgomery Ward with Eva Kalb. Now, Eva was looking for them, so if either one of these ladies is listening, or anybody knows either one of these ladies, give Eva a call. She would like to get together with them. 740-499-2328. That's 740-499-2328. If you are Patsy Kreider or Mary Ann Boyd. Now, does anybody have any information on these ladies? You can call the station directly here. 740-383-9944. We'd love to hear from you and help Eva out in her search for these two ladies. Maybe it's your aunt or your neighbor or your sister or your anything. Could be your wife. If you know anything about those two ladies, Patsy Kreider or Marianne Boyd, give us a call, 740-383-9944, or give Eva Lou a call, 740-499-2328. Now, we didn't get to do this yesterday because we were involved with guests on the show, but we started playing Kerfluffle again on Friday night, and we did not get the item. So I want to get back to this because I know people get upset when I don't tell people what the item is. Now, here's a recap from Friday. Well, first of all, if you've never heard of Kerfluffle before, basically how we play that on the air is I take an item. Now, it has to be an item in the studio. And I tell you the color of this item. And then you can call me and ask me any yes-no question about this item that you would like. And through those questions, we have guesses as to what the item is, and the winner who guesses the item is the winner of Kerfluffle. Now, last Friday, we went for almost 2 hours in and out throughout the show and did not get the Kerfluffle item. So let's finish it up here and see if anybody can get the Kerfluffle item. Now, the Kerfluffle item is green. The color is green. Now, remember, it has to be in the studio. So that's pretty much where we are. We had a lot of guesses on Friday night. Now, we did learn that it's smaller than a bread box. We learned that it is on the desk. We learned that it is not plastic. I remember that one. So that's about where we are with Kerfluffle at this particular point. So the color is green. And I told people on Friday that this is probably an item that everybody has in their home. So give me a call here. You can ask me any yes-no question you would like and take a guess as to what the Kerfluffle item is. Now remember, it's green. The item is green. It's in the studio. It's on the desk. Smaller than a bread box, not made of plastic, something you probably have in your home. It is not a microphone cover. Does anybody have a yes-no question about this item, or would anybody like to guess the item? 740-383-9944. This is Friday's leftover Kerfluffle item. Again, the color is green. 44 and a half minutes past the hour here. 740-383-9944. Can anybody tell me what the Kerfluffle item is? It is green. It is on the desk. It is not plastic. It is in the studio. It is here. I hope somebody gets it this morning. Any yes-no question you've got. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, is it a plant?
It's not a plant, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
It is not a plant. Now remember, it's green. It's in the studio. It's not plastic. It's on the desk. I really don't know. It's smaller than a bread box. That was a question on Friday. Does anybody have any more yes-no questions to help us get this Kerfluffle item? Now remember, the Kerfluffle item is green. Does anybody have any guesses or any yes-no questions? You can ask me any yes-no question about this item. This has been going on since Friday night at about 8:15. We have not been able to get this item. 740-383-9944. The Kerfluffle item is green this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Is it paper?
Not paper, but that's a good guess. It is not paper. It is green. It is on the desk. And it is probably something you have in your own home. The color is green. Does anybody know what it is? Has to be in the studio here. Matter of fact, I'm looking at it right now because it is on the desk. It's a green item. Ask any yes-no question you would like about this. 740-383-9944. Hold out from Friday night. We also had one country music song left that we didn't get. Maybe we'll get back to this here in a second. Go ahead, caller.
Is it an ink pen?
Not an ink pen, but that's a good guess.
Okay.
Not an ink pen. It is green, and it is on the desk here at WWGH Radio. Green, on the desk, smaller than a bread box, in the studio. You can call and ask any yes-no question you would like. 740-383-9944. 47 minutes past the hour here. Okay, here comes another call. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, is it a desk blotter?
Not a desk blotter.
Okay.
It is not a desk blotter. What could this item be? Today's kerfluffle item held over from Friday's kerfluffle. Color is green. And remember, has to be in the studio. And through guesses on Friday's show, we know it's smaller than a bread box. We know it's on the desk. And as a clue, I had said it's probably in everybody's home. Color is green. Go ahead, caller.
How about an appointment book? Something along that line.
Not an appointment book.
Okay.
It is not an appointment book. 740-383-9944. Talking kerfluffle here this morning, 48 minutes past the hour. It's green. It's on the desk, smaller than a bread box. Now remember, you can ask me any yes-no question you want about this item before you make the guess. You can ask any question you like, 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Yes, would it be a stapler?
It's not a piece of paper, but that's a good guess.
No, I said stapler.
Oh, stapler. No, not a stapler.
Okay, thank you.
It is not a stapler. Not a stapler. 740-383-9944. The kerfluffle item is green. Okay, maybe we'll get it here. Go ahead, caller.
How about a small clock?
Not a small clock. Not a small clock. The item is green this morning. Green. Smaller than a bread box on the desk. Let's see if this person's got it. Go ahead. Well, that person went away. Maybe they had a double guess there. What is the kerfluffle item this morning? Green, smaller than a bread box, on the desk, in the studio. Let's go. Go ahead, caller.
How about a letter opener?
Not a letter opener. Not a letter opener, but these are things that could be on a desk, without question. It's green, it's on the desk, it's in the studio, smaller than a bread box. Wonder why we always equate things to bread boxes. Go ahead, caller.
A coffee mug.
Not a coffee mug. That's a good guess.
All right, thanks, Scott.
Not a coffee mug. It's green. It's on the desk, smaller than a bread box, something you probably have in your own home. What could it be? 740-383-9944. Now remember, you can ask me a yes-no question in regard to this. Go ahead, caller.
Probably have in your own?
Go ahead.
Is it a fly swatter?
Not a fly swatter, but we do need one of those from time to time in here. Not a fly swatter. Those are two things we need. We need a fly swatter and a sign out front. I tell you, the whole sign thing is just turning into a kerfluffle of itself. Because we've got the big candidates night coming up here October 28th. And I've been telling people we need a sign because people don't know where to go who have not been here before. So that's a whole mess. But we'll get to that later on. The kerfluffle item is green. And it could be a wood sign, metal sign, doesn't even really matter. Just something in the yard that people can see as they're coming down South Prospect Street here. Okay. The kerfluffle item is green. What is it? Go ahead, caller.
Is it a highlighter?
Not a highlighter. Not a highlighter this morning. You know, this was quite the stumper on Friday, and it continues to be a stumper this morning. Now, remember, the item's green. It's on the desk, smaller than a bread box, not plastic. You can ask any question. Go ahead, caller.
Is it something you use?
Yeah, you would use it.
Sitting there.
Would I use it as I'm sitting here?
Well, I mean, is it just something... Something sitting on your desk. How about just a desk lamp? Let's just say that.
Not a desk lamp, no.
Okay.
Not a desk lamp. Now, remember, you can ask any yes-no question like that, and I will give you a yes-no answer, which maybe could help you figure out what this item is. It's green, it's on the desk, it's in the studio, it's smaller than a bread box, probably something you have in your home. I'm looking at it right now. Go ahead, caller.
Oh, how about a picture frame?
Not a picture frame. You know, oddly enough, I don't think we have any pictures on the desk. We have pictures on the wall, but no pictures on the desk. All righty here. Go ahead, caller.
Is it edible?
Not edible.
Okay.
It is not edible. Now, see, that was a good yes-no question. If it's green, I don't know if I'd want to eat it, though. Especially if it was left over from Friday. Go ahead, caller.
Is it something you use or you just look at?
We are using it here right now. Now, it's not something I would use. It's being used. Let me put it that way.
Well, you don't have a green phone, do you?
No, the phone is not green.
Okay.
Okay, thank you. It is not a green phone, but we are using it right now. It's, the best I can do on that one, we are using it right now. Go ahead, caller.
Is it glass?
Not glass. It is not glass. 740-383-9944. What is the kerfluffle item here? 53 coming up on 54 minutes past the hour. Ask any question you like. That's a yes-no question in regard to the kerfluffle item. It's green, on the desk, smaller than a bread box, probably something you have in your own home. All right, go ahead, caller.
Is it like one of those little filing things where you file things, a little small one?
No filing thing.
Okay.
Nothing. This is not being used to file anything. The color is green. All right. I'm staring right at it. Go ahead, caller.
A plant.
Not a plant. Good guess. Not a plant. It is on the desk, though, here. On the desk. Smaller than a bread box. Green. See how many things can be on your desk, smaller than a bread box and green? Go ahead, caller.
Oh, here. Yeah, is it a signaling device, like a little light button on a phone or something like that?
Oh, that's a good guess. Not a light button on a phone.
No signaling device on or off.
No, as a matter of fact, it's not a light of any kind.
Okay.
Okay. No light of any kind, no signaling device. 740-383-9944. Green is the color. Smaller than a bread box on the desk. I wonder where that whole smaller than a bread box thing came from. Who even has a bread box in this day and age? You know, but a bread box might be a good gift. Keep that bread fresh. If you leave that twist tie off, you got all kinds of trouble. Go ahead, caller.
Is it an atomic clock?
Not the atomic clock. No, neither one of those is green. Not the atomic clock. Maybe one day the kerfluffle item will be the atomic clock, but they are not green. 740-383-9944. Go ahead, caller.
Is it bigger than a shoebox?
No, smaller than a shoebox.
Okay. Well, I'll have to think.
Okay. Smaller than a shoebox. See, those are good questions, too. Smaller than a bread box, smaller than a shoebox. Okay. Go ahead, caller.
How about a thread of some color, of a green-colored thread on something there on your desk?
No thread, but that's a good guess as well.
No string, or nothing in that category?
Nope, no string, no rope, nothing like that. No string, no rope, no thread, and I'm staring right at it. It's a green item, it's on the desk, smaller than a bread box, smaller than a shoe box. All right, go ahead, caller.
Is it one of those little baskets that you put papers in?
Oh, I know. No, not one of the paper sorters.
Okay.
Okay. It is not one of the paper sorters. Green item on the desk. Staring right at it here this morning. Go ahead, caller.
Okay, is it smaller than like you would get a necklace in, a box?
Okay, let me see. I know what you're talking about. The one on the desk is smaller than a necklace box.
Oh, so you have another one in the office, too, but not on the desk.
Well, there's more of this item in the office. So it can be bigger than that, but the what's on the desk is smaller than that.
Is it eatable?
No, not edible.
Okay. Okay. I got to think again. Okay.
Okay. Yeah, this is an item that can be bigger than a jewelry box that you would get like a necklace or something in. All right, let's take the call here. Go ahead, caller.
Is it a phone charger?
Not a phone charger.
Okay.
Not a phone charger. 58 minutes past the hour here, 740-383-9944. Now, the item on the desk is smaller than a necklace box would be, like a jewelry box. But there can be the item that's on the desk. It can be bigger than that, but what's on the desk is not bigger than that. It's green, though. It certainly is green. 740-383-9944. On the desk here. 59 minutes past the hour here, WWGH radio time. The kerfluffle item is what we're looking for here. Green on the desk. All right, let's go to the phones here. Go ahead, caller.
It's not like Scotch tape, is it? Some of that is green, the paper on it.
I'll tell you, it's not Scotch tape, but that's the closest guess we've had.
Okay.
The closest guess we've had. Now, not Scotch tape. Now, I know everybody's ears just perked up out there. It's green. It's on the desk. It's not Scotch tape. What would it be? 740-383-9944. What is this item? All right. We use a lot of this in studios. Go ahead, caller.
Is it duct tape?
It is green duct tape. It's the duct tape that holds our cords together here on the desk. You got it. Now, did you think it would take that long?
No.
No, I would not think tape would have taken that long, but... you know, that's the way it goes. Who are we putting in the drawing this morning?
Judy, me.
All right, Judy. Got you. Glad we finally got that taken care of. Now we'll come back next hour and do some other trivia.
All right.
Thanks, Judy. Bye-bye.
Bye.
It was green duct tape. It's the green duct tape that holds our cords down here on the desk. Going to be back in 15 minutes. Stay tuned.
What did I have incorrect? I want to be correct with this.
Oh, you know, that's for you to try to figure out, and you know. for you to know or not know.